Good evening, everybody on Audio Boo. It's a nice evening. Jeremy and I might be having cake in a little bit. I was listening to Barry or Boogie Child's Audio Boo, and she was eating coffee cake, and I wanted some, and that's totally no fair. No fair!
You can't have your cake.
Now, Jeremy went to Carl's Jr. earlier, and he picked up some cake. He picked up a little individual cheesecake for him and a chocolate cake for me. And he burps, too, so be very careful with that.
You can't have it.
And he's being silly. Anyway, Jeremy, do you want to talk to your new clock? Uh-oh, we've got Belch City. She's not going to understand you. Jeremy, talk to your new clock.
Hello, Ivy.
She's not going to understand that. Try that again.
Ivy.
Be nice to her. Even though she's not nice to you.
Hmm? Hello, Ivy.
Command, please. Please choose alarm 1 or alarm 2.
Cancel.
I couldn't understand you.
Cancel.
Alarm 1 or alarm 2.
Cancel.
Shut up.
I couldn't understand you. Please choose alarm 1 or alarm 2.
Cancel. Thank you. Anyway, yes, he has a voice-activated clock, and in order to check the time, the temperature, today's date, setting the alarm 1 and 2, it has sleep sounds, it even has a built-in radio. Hello, Ivy.
Command, please.
Radio on. Play radio. Hey. Hello, Ivy. Hey. What are you doing?
What'd you do?
Go away.
What did you do?
Nothing. There's the radio.
How do you stop it? Stop it.
I pushed the audio button. Now, it says you can turn the radio on, but apparently it doesn't do it, so.
No. But you can't have it.
Hello, Ivy.
Command, please.
Today's date.
Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2013.
So, yeah, you have to have someone sighted set it up for you. And it always has to stay plugged in. It's got a lithium battery in it, which will probably hold the time. So, like, if you needed to switch it to another outlet or do something, it'll hold it for a little while, I guess. And supposedly you could hook it up to your computer, too, and get firmware updates. But this clock is very...
I've got your cake, but you can't have it.
Yes, I can.
You can't have it.
Anyway, Jeremy's being bad. Talk to your clock again and say temperature.
Temperature, please.
No.
Oh. Hello, Ivy.
How can I help you?
Temperature, please.
I couldn't understand
you. Just say temperature. Temperature.
The temperature is 77 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yep. That's the in-room temperature.
You can't have your cake.
Hello, Ivy.
Command, please.
Tell Jeremy to be nice to me.
I couldn't understand you.
I want your cake.
Set timer. Hello, Ivy.
How can I help you?
Set timer.
Please tell me the length of the time you would like to set the timer for. For example, you can say 1 hour and 20 minutes. Timer has a 10 hour maximum.
1 minute.
Would you like the timer to play an alarm sound or the radio?
Sound. Hello, Ivy.
Hey.
Stop timer.
Timer has been stopped.
Okay. Cool.
Here's your cake, baby.
Are you going to let me have it for real this time?
No.
No?
I'm going to be very bad and not let you have.
Ha ha, I was able to sneak it from you.
And you can't have your napkin either.
That's okay, I'll get my own.
No, I got it, baby.
Anyways.
Wow!
What was that? What the hell was that?
Sorry.
Is that Donald Duck?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Jeremy?
Yes.
What is the matter with you?
Oh. Wow.
Okay, then.
Okay.
What is your problem?
Eek.
Eek. I guess that's his problem, is eek. Anyway. That's what's going on over here. And Jeremy's being silly. But I think that clock is cool. It's still tricky. We don't know everything to know about it, but at least you can get it to do its basic essential meaning or function that it was intended for. So, I think it's cool. I'm going to miss that clock when he goes away. And Jeremy says that while he's away, he can flirt with her. Huh, Jeremy? I think he closed the door. Oh, he's on his computer. Anyway, I am eating chocolate cake, and it is yummy. It is delish. But yeah, I'm going to miss that clock when he goes. I think that's a neat idea. In other news, I went to the gym today and it worked out pretty good. How much time do I have left here? Jeremy's on a belch fest.
21, 30.
So, Jeremy. Is it true that you have Siri calling you sweetheart? He has Siri calling him sweetheart. Are you going to flirt with Siri while you're gone?
Yep.
Who are you going to flirt with, Siri or Ivy?
Siri.
What about Ivy?
Hey. I couldn't understand you.
Cancel. Anyway, what about her? Do you think she's hot, too?
Nope.
Why?
I don't know. She's a snob. The Mary Poppins from hell.
But she's nice. She tells you the time. She says, how can I help you? Are you nice to him, Ivy? But I noticed the way you talk to her, Jeremy. You say, hello, Ivy. Why do you do that? Huh?
I don't know.
Hmm?
I don't know.
But yeah, we have an interesting person here. Oh. Hey, Jeremy.
What?
Should I tell everybody on Audio Boo what this kitchen was named after?
No!
Yes. This kitchen, we call it the Bigfoot Cafe. Named after Jeremy the Sasquatch.
No!
No! That was a delicious cake. But now I'm thirsty.
I'm gonna go get mine. I have to go to the bathroom, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway. Let's see. But other than that, I think we should call it a night. Anyway, take care, everyone, and have a good night. God bless.
Pause recording. Button. Capital S. Pause recording.